Let's turn to our scripture for today. It's from Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 22. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly numerous." Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Canaan for a perpetual holding, and I will be their God." God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. Throughout your generations, every male among you shall be circumcised when he is 8 days old, including the slave born in your house and the one bought with your money from any foreigner who is not your offspring. Both the slave born in your house and the one bought with your money must be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh, an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her. And moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings and people shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, "Can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live in your sight." God said, "No, but your wife Sarah shall bear you a son, and you shall name him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will bless him and make him fruitful and exceedingly numerous. He shall be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, who Sarah shall bear to you at this season next year. And when he had finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. Read one more here for you. This is chapter 18, verses 9 to 15. Then they said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I shall surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah was listening at the tent entrance. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old, and my husband is old, shall I have this pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. And he said, "Oh yes, you did laugh." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now, one of my favorite things about God, I have a lot of favorite things about God, and a lot of favorite things about the Bible. And this the scripture that we read today kind of helps to highlight one of the things that I love most that I think is sometimes easily overlooked. And that's God's seeming absurdity. Now, Abraham and Sarah were quite old, and a long time ago, God had promised Abraham that he'd have a son. Abraham didn't quite buy it, and so Sarah didn't buy it either. And so they had Ishmael because they didn't know how God would have Sarah have a child herself. And then again, God said to Abraham, you're going to have a son. Now, everyone remembers that Sarah laughed at the idea of her having a child at 90 years old. Not too many people remember that Abraham also laughed. Neither of them believed it. And who would? Who among you could imagine having a child right now if you're over the age of 60? I'm 40 and I can't imagine having another child. And some of you have had the pleasure and the challenge of raising a child later on in your years. And it's imagine it can be a bit challenging. We've had more energy when we were younger than we are as we get older. Yet God decided to still bless Abraham and Sarah with children in their old age, and they laughed because it's absurd. It's crazy. On one hand, it's almost funny. But yet, when I look back at my life and in the life of the church, and I'm sure when you look back at your own life, there are times that well throughout the Bible, not just in this part, some of God's blessings seem very funny to us, that they don't make a whole lot of sense. In the whole Bible, it's a very patriarchal society. And so a lot of the blessings go through the males, and the oldest males at that. But time and time again, God blesses the younger male, the second born. The absurdity of that in this culture and in the society that the Old Testament was in, it didn't make any sense. It was funny, and yet God still did it, and it worked. It worked well. And then we have Jesus being born, and Jesus, the Son of God, and that absurd moment that the Son of God should be born in a feeding trough, a manger, the absurdity of it, the humor, the funniness, it doesn't make any sense to us. And yet when we look at our own lives, we start to see some of our greatest blessings were born out of the greatest absurdities, the things that didn't make sense. I was born and raised pretty much in a little town not too far from here called Portview. I loved my time in Portview. Portview is a borough that's 1 square mile, almost exactly. And if you've ever been to Portview, the streets in it are about that big. And all the houses are so close together. The streets are so narrow. In fact, a few years ago, I went back to visit, and I almost hit 3 or 4 cars because they're so thin. And I was used to that living in that kind of city-ish area was where I loved being. And then when I was 13, we moved with my dad to his first church, which was in Rogersville. If anyone has heard of Rogersville, it's a small town outside of Waynesburg in Greene County. It's too was about a mile square, but the houses were far more spread out. There were cows, there's farmland. I couldn't stand it. It took me so long to get used to living there that I never quite got it. Not a country boy by any stretch of the imagination. I like the city. I like the busyness. I like the roads. I like the cars being around, like the houses being close. Enjoy the city. And so when Stephanie and I got married, the DS, I was just starting a new church. He gave us two choices. One choice was of a little town that was right outside of Washington, PA. The town itself was fairly country, but it was right outside, a small city area like Washington, PA. The other church was in a little town called Timlin. Timlin was, again, about a square mile, probably less, surrounded by cows and pastures and Amish. And it was 18 miles outside of Punxsutawney. Stephanie and I prayed about it and where to go. And we felt God calling us strongly to go to Timlin area. The absurdity of it. I never quite got used to the area. But I will say that I loved the people. And I was blessed greatly by them. And Stephanie and I went through a difficult time in our life. And we were surrounded by great love at that time. And we had a DS who helped us through that very difficult time. So we were blessed. Even though it was so funny to us that we would be called to move there, God saw fit to bless us through that. And then for me, one of my greatest blessings in my life is probably something that in some ways doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's my wife. I love her dearly. But sometimes I think that she has to laugh that God put me in her life. In a lot of ways, we don't make a lot of sense. She loves being around other people as an extrovert. I'm an introvert. She loves traveling and going all over the world. I don't want to leave my porch. But I can say, and I think she feels the same, that we are truly blessed to be one another. The funniness of it all. Some of God's greatest blessings don't make any sense. Abraham and Sarah didn't think that God's idea for the future would actually work, and so they laughed. And yet, we're in a pandemic, not able to be around one another, and yet we can still meet together. We're still blessed to be with one another. It's not exactly what we had in mind, the absurdity of it. And yet, God blesses us still. And so on this Holy Humor Sunday, I want each of us to remember how it is God had blessed us in those funny ways. Those things that didn't make any sense to us, but still worked out for a wonderful thing. And for all of those things that are in my life and are in yours, I thank God for. So I leave you with this benediction. Move my thing out of the way. Go in peace, knowing that the love of the Lord is present with you always through Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.